Welcome to Earnestly Contending for the Faith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today we're going to be giving a short presentation in a series that we call Salvation Briefs, and they are prepared from gospel tracts that we have handed out over the years. And today's presentation is titled Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. Have you ever wondered why the Lord Jesus Christ was spit upon, slapped, stripped, scourged, beaten, bruised, battered, and broken, only to bleed to death for our sins on an old, bloody, rugged cross? Well, have you? Isn't it amazing that God the Son would leave the splendor of heaven only to suffer the bloodiest, most painful death recorded in history? Why, of course it is. After having his beard plucked out, his visage marred, and his body covered with spit, blood, and open gaping wounds, he willingly laid down his life for the sin of the world. Can you even begin to imagine the awful torment Jesus Christ embraced as he was being suspended between heaven and earth on the bloody cross, paying for your sins? That's right. All of the suffering in the world cannot be compared to the bloody crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you consider the soul-convicting truth of the gospel story? Number one, nothing but the blood can atone for your soul. Leviticus 17, verse 11 states this, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." Number two, nothing but the blood can justify sinners from the wrath of God. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 11 state this, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Number three, nothing but the blood can provide reconciliation, redemption, and forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 states this, "Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make reconciliations for the sins of the people." Colossians 1 verse 14 says this, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Number four, nothing but the blood can wash sinners from their sins. Revelation 1 verse 5 states this, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us for our sins in his own blood." Number five, nothing but the blood can cleanse us from all sin. 1 John 1, 7 says this, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin." Number six, nothing but the blood can secure eternal salvation. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12 states this, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Number seven, nothing but the blood can conquer Satan. Revelation 12, 11, it states this, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." Question for you today, are you trusting in something besides the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to merit acceptance with God? Many trust in what they believe to be good deeds of self-righteousness, such as baptism, church membership, sacraments, morality, or just believing that they are a good person. God has only one acceptable sacrifice for your sin, and nothing but the blood will do the job. Will you repent of your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? If not, you will go to hell and burn forever. Romans 3:10 states this, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 13, verses 3 through 26 has the following to say, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4 say this, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says this, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Luke chapter 13, verse 3 states this, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 and 14 states this, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How is it that we call upon the Lord for salvation? We come to God with a repentant heart and a godly sorrow for our sin, and just simply ask that God forgive us of our sin and save our souls. The only prayer or plea of a lost sinner that God will hear is the plea for mercy in salvation. In Luke 18, verse 13, the lowly publican's heartfelt plea was, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God heard that cry. If you mean what you say, ask God. He will save you. God has been good to us. It is the goodness of God that leadeth us to repentance. For the saved, repentant sinner, we have the promise of God in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. I would encourage you to consider what we have talked about in this short presentation concerning the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is impossible to come to salvation without the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today.